If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
If your 20s, do all of that. Work day and night. Do as many things, learn as much as you can, fail as often as possible. That's the time to put in the hard work.
It's 1 year from today. And instead of us looking through the dust cloud, what could happen? Let's pretend it's a year from now and we're looking backwards. And let's pretend it was the best year of your life. What would have to happen in your life for it to be the best year of your life? I want you to focus it and live it, positive focus, as if it already happened.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have. The more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average.
The only thing that can kill iron is its own rust. So don't let your mind cause your own destruction. Be the light in the darkness. Be the catalyst for change.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything that your time isn't worth anything.
Get off the pity party. Get your ass out the house. Stop being antisocial. No one is ever gonna have you in mind for anything if you're not seen and you're not on people's radars.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, friendly gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be. And, you know, here I am today, giving an oral presentation in English class, not only in front of Mr. Rigby's camera, but the camera of Prism and ESPN.
A friend of mine years ago taught me, when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was gonna do this, if I was gonna pursue this this life, and he's an Indian friend of mine, and he said, Abnahito Kab. And I think that means, if not now, then when. So whatever you wanna do, Abnahito Kab.
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
One of my friends, Alex, has got this quote, which I love. And he says, the heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
How am I able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want? Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for people, all this, who's gonna carry the boats and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real passion and purpose, and like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is... people struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
Don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done.
Everyone does a few reps when the burn starts and they stop. No one goes the extra mile. It keeps going. Like, no one's in here right now. Why? Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's going to party, no one's in here. Just me. You know, no one goes the extra mile. The thing about traffic jams, guys, there are no traffic jams in the last mile of the race. It's just you and your shadow. In the beginning, everybody's there. All the pretenders and the contenders, they're all there. But the last yard of life, the last mile of the journey, ain't nobody but you and your shadow. Traffic jams don't exist that far, because everyone else started giving up.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot. And it melts you down, and you're uncomfortable. And then life is going to pull you out, and it's going to put you on the anvil, and it's going to hammer on you some more. And you're going to say, "What? Well, am I done yet? Am I a sword for the ages?" No. No, you're not. You're not done yet. Embrace the process. And don't look for what you are supposed to be fully, completely polished, sharpened, edged, tempered at 26 or 36, at 46. You've got a lot more forge time left. You've got a lot more hammer blows left, and it takes time. But if you will patiently embrace the process, then by the time you get up in years, you can be a man that you're proud of.
A year from now, it's gonna happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Just like everyone's out of here, go party Saturday night. They're not willing to sacrifice. I'm like the lone survivor in here. You know? Tonight will be over with too. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so f***ing fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride? We know that day's coming. We can't go backwards. We can only go forward. We know that day's coming. What we do right now, we'll ensure it goes our way.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds, and it will be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
You've been there, you feel it, you understand what it is, and then you have that time to adjust. That's why losing in life is so important, whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when...
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
It goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better.
So many people have that ability. They haven't taken the time to see what they want in life. Therefore, he's crazy. I'm crazy. They put a title on us. And you know what a title does to people? A title is the greatest separator of all time. It allows you to go away in your comfort zone saying, he's just nuts. He's special. Special person. That gives you a get out of jail free card. You can go ahead and be normal now because we're special people. No, we found what we want in life.
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
Why, Mr. Anderson? Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Ever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning and we're like, you know what? Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone.
Take the biggest fucking risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time. And in your 20s, you can get so scared and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. That way of thinking in your 20s in particular, dead fucking wrong. I want you to start to create this mindset of taking risks and going big.
I've wasted my life hanging out with a bunch of guys just like you. And they all go away at a certain point. So I'm having my own little, okay, well, what have I done with my life so far? So far, fucking nothing. I'm seeing what it's like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you turn 30.
Yeah, window to the future.
When you're yeah. 30 and you're in this situation. And there was like one night where I'd stay up all night long. And rather than give myself excuses, I would look at everything that I'm fucking up in my life or everything I'm not doing or whatever. And just not give myself any fucking excuses out. Just like nail it. And I would spend like all night laying out everything I'm doing that's wrong. And then I would spend the last 2 hours figuring out how I can change it. I decided to change my life.
There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it.
There's no f***ing passion. There's no f***ing motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, No. It's every day of your life just doing. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just f***ing did. I just did.
Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why I lose my job? You ain't the only one unemployed. Oh, Lord, why he leave me? You ain't the first chick got left. This might not even be your last time getting left.
The problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
Pull yourself together. And quit tripping because you in the process.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands. Everything is possible. Go. Go. And take it whatever you want.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could but you didn't?
And if you don't have highs, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, Build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless. I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. You know, I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things, and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. When my friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.